If you don't listen to talk radio, if you don't watch the Fox News Channel, you're not anywhere nearly as informed as people that are just hearing the bumper stickers, the slogans, the snippets, the commercials of the media.
This Week in Radical History for the week starting December 8th. Inspiration came from the Slingshot organizer. Some radical info can be found at the People's Calendar at the Daily Bleed website. And an audio segment is borrowed from the Radio Roots crew at WBAI in New York.
There is something going on in the ether.
The kids are now moving back into the street.
For every Martin they cut down, there must be 100 Martins to step into his shoes. Hey!
On December 8th, 1980, John Lennon is gunned down outside his apartment in New York.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people.
December 8th, in 1982, American anti-nuclear weapons activist Norman Mayer was killed by the United States Park Police after he threatened to blow up the Washington Monument. Mayer had driven a white van, which he claimed was full of dynamite, to the base of the Washington Monument. He threatened to detonate it unless the U.S. agreed to seriously engage in a national dialogue on the threat of nuclear weapons. As Mayer moved back towards his van, the police opened fire on him, killing him. It was later discovered that he did not, in fact, have any explosive materials. The park police claimed that they did not intend to shoot Mayer, but were rather aiming at the van's engine. Mayer was shot 4 times, twice in the head. Yeah, I said it. This is your free speech educator reminding you to never let the past slip away.
This Week in Radical History for December 9th, proving once again that this country was not founded on religious freedoms, like in the New World in 1640, when settler Hugh Bewitt is banished from the colonies for declaring himself to be free of original sin. Also on December 9th, 1842, the anarchist prince, the prince who became a revolutionary, the prince who shunned material wealth, Prince Peter Kropotkin, is born in Moscow. Though he grew up in privilege, he rejected it. Writer of many books, perhaps most famous is his 1902 published Mutual Aid, A Factor of Evolution, which provided an alternative view to animal and human survival. Here's a one-minute documentary segment on Kropotkin and the Russian anarchist revolution.
The Russian Revolution of 1917 was a spontaneous uprising of peasants and workers. All across Russia, workers organized factory committees, called Soviets, and popular assemblies in the villages.
Then the Bolsheviks, headed by Lenin, swiftly and ruthlessly imposed one-party rule. They claimed that the success of the revolution depended upon the people's obedience to the single rule of the leaders. The Cheka, the secret police, suppressed all non-Bolshevik factions, including the Russian anarchists. The great anarchist theoretician, Peter Kropotkin, returned from exile hoping to see his ideas of mutual aid put into practice. He died in 1921, disillusioned with the course of the revolution. Ironically, many imprisoned anarchists were permitted to attend his funeral, but it was the death knell for anarchism in Russia, and those lucky enough to escape, like Emma Goldman and Molly Steimer, reluctantly turned their backs on the country of their birth.
Years earlier, Michael Bakunin, one of anarchism's leading proponents, warned that the Marxists, instead of abolishing state power, would simply transfer it from one group to another. His words turned out to be prophetic. He said, Marx and his friends will concentrate all the powers of government in strong hands. The red bureaucracy will be the most violent, terrible lie our century has created.
More anarchist news, this time French news in 1893. Auguste Vallant will throw a small bomb into the Chamber of Deputies, a symbolic gesture meant to wound rather than kill. Vallant is condemned to death and guillotined, and deputies would use this event to suppress the anarchists. Vallant explained why he, an anarchist who strove for a society of peace, resorted to acts of violence. Quote, I have seen capital come, like a vampire, to suck the last drop of blood out of the unfortunate outcasts. When I came back to France, it was apparent to me where it was reserved for me to see my family suffer in the most terrible manner. This was the last drop in the cup of my sorrow. I tired of leading a life of suffering and cowardice. I carried this bomb to those who primarily responsible for all society's miseries. Unquote. Also on December 9, 1953, General Electric announces all communist employees will be fired and fights union organizations. Representative John Ratkin of Mississippi uses his seat on the House Un-American Activities Committee to argue that blacks had been happy with segregation until stirred up by the communist agitators. General Electric President Charles Wilson said, quote, the problem of the U.S. can be summed up in two words, Russia abroad, labor at home. That's definitely more than two words, but who's counting? Last Anna State in 1981, black Philadelphia journalist and activist Mumia Abu-Jamal is arrested and charged with the killing of a Philadelphia policeman. Evidence would disappear, witnesses would be intimidated by police, police officers change their testimony to fit the official line, and the prosecutor would eventually be the judge considering Mamoul's appeal at his death sentence. And justice for all. Only got two items for December 10th, 1961. Clouds of radioactive steam escaped underground nuclear test site, closing several New Mexico highways. And this contamination will happen again 5 years later. Also on this date in 1980, radio commentator Paul Harvey scoffs at renewed calls for gun control in the wake of John Lennon's murder. Quote, well, now wait a minute, he says. Death has claimed a lot of rock musicians prematurely, and none with guns. Keith Moon, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, OD'd on drugs, and Elvis Presley and Brian Jones and John Bonham. Plane crashes killed Jim Croce and Otis Redding and Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, Ronnie Van Sant. In fact, Lennon at 40 lived much longer than most of those. Unquote. So it turns out that Lennon was really kind of lucky with repeatedly being shot in the back.
Now you know the rest of the story.
This Week in Radical History for December 11th, 1950, Bertrand Russell recommends that all warmongers spend time in a boat with shark-infested pool. He humbly suggests that they forget the part about the boat. 5 years later, he would co-write the Russell-Einstein Manifesto, along with Albert Einstein and nine other intellectuals of their day, calling for nuclear disarmament. Also on December 11th, 1994, in the middle of the Russian invasion of Chechnya, Russian performance artist Alexander Brenner goes to Red Square with boxing equipment in the middle of the war campaign and shouts in the direction of the Kremlin, Yeltsin, come out! This week in Radical History for December 13th, 1830, the state of Georgia makes it unlawful for Cherokee to meet in council, unless it is to propose the giving of lands to whites. Also on December 13th, 1908, Seattle police take anarchist and feminist Emma Goldman into custody after a lock on a closed hall is broken to allow Emma entry to speak. She is only released when she agrees to leave the city. This is just one of many cities that will not allow her to speak. After being booted from the city of Seattle, Emma Goldman protests the action of the police authority in Everett, Washington, who prevent her from speaking on the claims that vigilantes might harm her. The attempted exercise in free speech remains a farce until she reaches Canada. Emma is also arrested in Burlington, Washington, in anticipation of her scheduled speech there. Words can be dangerous. This week in Radical History for December 14th, 1763, 57 whites enter Conestoga Indian Settlement in violation of the treaty made between the tribe and William Penn. The treaty stated, quote, to last as long as the sun should shine, or the waters run in the rivers, unquote. The 57 whites shoot, stab, and hatchet 3 men, 2 women, and 1 young boy they found there. Also on that date in 1917, peace activist suffragette Kate Richardson O'Hare jailed 5 years for a speech denouncing World War I and occupies a neighboring cell to Emma Goldman. O'Hare is one of the number of prisoners Eugene Debs cited in his Canton speech, for which he, in turn, would be imprisoned. More dangerous words. Two more quick items for this date. 1971, Detective Frank Serpico tells Knapp Commission of widespread police corruption in New York. There's a movie loosely based on his life starring Al Pacino. Also in 1972, in the holiday spirit, President Nixon authorizes the Christmas bombing of Hanoi. This has been This Week in Radical History, produced out of the mobile fortress of Glee Glee Studios. Apologies about last week's ending song, Prepare for Madness, and other great tunes can be found at MySpace as Underworld Superstars. Again, that's Underworld Superstars at the MySpace.com website. Underworld Superstars. Again, thanks for tuning into this week's show, and until next week's Radical History, I will always and forever be yours in the struggle, Mike Cannon. Slave or soldiers, till you starve and your head is skewered on a stake. Now you can go where people